Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 249 of CJ Evolution. I am Patrick. I am the host and creator of this great and growing podcast, growing because of you, the listener. This is a podcast for the CJ professional like you, hosted by me, another CJ professional. But we get people from all walks of life, all professions listening to the show. We welcome everybody. Thank you. Without you, we would not continue to grow and gain listeners. And if you would rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. You're going to see a link on the CJ Evolution website. Just take a few minutes, not even minutes, a couple seconds to rate and review my show. I sure would appreciate it. Thank you so much for all those brave men and women who work in the criminal justice field, all first responders, whatever you're doing in the CJ field. Thank you so much for keeping us safe, doing a very dangerous job day in, day out. We love you at the podcast. We support you. I don't think you hear enough of that, but here at the show, you are doing a fantastic job in a very, very difficult environment. Keep it up. Thank you so much for what you do. I'm super excited. I've told you this many times. I'm going to keep telling you. I am super pumped to be partnered with Four Sigmatic. This is an amazing coffee company. You're going to love their products. My favorite is the Lion's Mane Mushroom Coffee that you can see on their website. If you head over to the CJ Evolution site, you're going to see a link for Four Sigmatic. You're going to see all their amazing products out there. And best of all, you're going to get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. I know a lot of listeners out there have purchased products from Four Sigmatic, and I would love to hear from you. You can catch me on Snapchat. You can catch me on Instagram. You can catch me on the website. Send me a note and let me know how much you love their products, because I certainly do. You know, folks, in this solo episode, I wanted to talk about something very, very important. And unfortunately, it's happening. It seems like it's happening more and more today's world, and that is active shooters. We all saw the recent event, and it was horrible, horrific. But as we head into the holiday season, we're in the holiday season right now with Thanksgiving not too far away, and then Christmas, and then New Year's, we have to be extra cautious. We all know this, those of us who work in the criminal justice field, but like I said, we get a lot of people who don't listen to the show, who are just interested. So this show is about surviving an active shooter situation. Not very Christmassy or holiday-like, but the reality is we live in this world. We live in a world where there are evil people out there. Fortunately, I believe most people are good, but there are people out there that want to do other people harm. And the way they do harm is they go to the large areas, large venues, malls, you know, concerts, you know, bars where there's a lot of people congregated. And it just seems like during the holiday season, everybody's at the malls, everybody's at the movies, everybody's at Christmas parties, whatever you're doing. And that's a bad thing, obviously. I'm just saying that you have to be cognizant. You have to be aware of your surroundings. I mean, I never thought we would come to, we would live in a world where we're teaching our kids how to survive an active shooter situation. But unfortunately, that's just the world that we live in. So I want to give you 10 tips for surviving an active shooter. I know most of you who are in criminal justice, you've heard this before, but again, it's a good refresher as we head into the holiday season. And quite frankly, it's not just for the holiday season, it's for any season. Again, very important information. So, you know, I think the tragedy in Vegas has everyone talking about gun control. At least it did. I think it's kind of tapered off, but people are still talking about gun control. You know, active shooters happen, or shootings happen unexpectedly, and they can happen to anyone. I know some people think, well, it's never going to happen to me. It's going to happen over there. It's never going to happen. It can happen to anybody, folks. Anybody. You know, it's just a horrible situation. So how do you prepare for an active shooter situation? First and foremost, wherever you're at, know your exits. Whether you're in a theater, concert, sports arena, holiday party, regular party, whatever you're doing, or some other crowded event, always be aware of the nearest exits. Get into that mindset. Not only that, look for faster exits than most people might not notice. For example, if you're in a mall and there's a shooting, don't run for the main exit along with everybody else. Instead, cut through a store and go through a stockroom and out the back door. Number two, sit near an exit. Most people hate sitting on the edge of a theater or in a corner of a stadium, but better safe than be sorry. Again, this is the world we live in, unfortunately. You never want to be right in the middle. And that goes for all of the sorts of situations that may cause mass panic, tornadoes, whatever, power outages, earthquakes, etc. You know, I mean, I really don't like sitting in the middle of a crowded room. It makes me feel trapped, and I would be if someone opened fire on the crowd, unfortunately. Number three, a lot of people don't realize this, but you want to dress appropriately. Obviously, this depends on where you're going. I know that. But the rule of thumb is to dress in a way that won't draw attention. Anything that can make you an easy target, such as a bright shirt, hat, or backpack, is probably a bad idea. Number four, practice situational awareness. Those of us in criminal justice and law enforcement, we hear this all the time. Everywhere I go, I see people staring down at their phones. You see this everywhere, with kids, with adults too. You know, they're staring at their phones. They're not being aware of what they're around, what's around them. They're not practicing situational awareness. I mean, it's crazy. Don't be one of the pod people. It's like an episode of Twilight Zone out there. Everybody's on their phone. Practice situational awareness everywhere you go. If you do it often enough, it's going to become second nature, like anything else, and you won't be caught off guard if something terrible happens. Number five, if something doesn't feel right, then just leave. Remember that old gut instinct. Just leave. In 2012, when a shooter opened fire on the theater full of people in Aurora, Colorado, many of the moviegoers later said that when they saw the shooting, something just didn't feel right. This was before. But their minds tried to make sense of what was happening and came up with an explanation that it must be part of the show. This kind of thinking is because of the brain normalcy bias. To avoid this, you need to be the kind of person who is always in condition yellow. Those of us in law enforcement, those of us in criminal justice hear this all the time. Know your exits, practice situational awareness, and be prepared to react. If something doesn't feel right or you don't feel completely safe, get up and leave. Trust your instinct. Number six, leave your stuff behind. You'd be surprised how often women, and I'm not trying to, you know, make fun of women or come down on women, but you'd be surprised how often women reach for their purses before fleeing from danger. Leave it behind. Men too, if you got a backpack on, leave that crap behind. It's just a force of habit. You have to mentally run through a scenario a few times in your head and think, get up and run, get up and run. In a situation like that, every second counts. So you don't want anything to slow you down. Of course, exceptions can be made for children and loved ones. I understand this. People are not stuff. So make sure that the people you care about go with you. And if you have small children, try to stay between them and the shooter as you make your escape if possible. Number seven, once you're out, keep going. Just because you've gotten outside doesn't mean you are safe. For all you know, the shooter is in pursuit. In 2015, when terrorists shot people in a stadium at a concert hall in Paris, many people ran outside and they immediately took out their phones. The same thing happened in Las Vegas. People ran a little ways, then stopped to check their phones, not realizing they were still within range of the shooter. This guy had a rifle. The range is very far, very vast. Don't do that. Keep going until you're absolutely sure you're out of danger. Then and only then should you call 911. Get off of your phones and keep running. What if there's no escape? Number eight, take cover. If the shooter is between you and the only exit, the best thing you could do is to take cover behind the thickest thing you see and lie face down on the ground to make yourself a smaller target. Now, the difference between cover and concealment. Some people don't know this. A bush is, maybe it offers you a little bit of concealment. It's not cover, meaning bullets can go through a bush. Cover is a wall, a brick wall, or an engine block, or something that's going to provide cover that's going to shield you from those bullets. Remember, the difference between cover and concealment. Concealment might cover you up or conceal you from a person, but it might not necessarily be cover. Number nine, hide and don't make a sound. If you're in a building and the only exit is in the direction of the shooter, get inside a room and lock the door. Then turn off the lights, your cell phone, and anything else that could attract attention. Make it seem like nobody is there. During the shooting incident in Columbine, dozens of students and teachers hid in closets for hours. Doing so may have saved their lives. And number 10, fight back. If you are cornered, never sit still and plead for your life. Killers have no compassion, so your odds of survival are much higher if you charge forward and attempt to tackle the gunman. I'm not going to get into combat techniques here or law enforcement techniques, but if you have a concealed carry permit, I do hope you have some firearms training. If not, try to find a local course, because when it comes to guns in combat, you can only learn so much online. You need those practical experience. You need that time on the range shooting up paper. What happened in Las Vegas was a horrible tragedy, but it won't be the last one. Please, everybody, be aware of your surroundings and stay safe out there. Folks, this is all I have. I hope you all are doing great. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Stay tuned. A lot of great guests coming up. A lot of great content. Again, if you rate and review my podcast, head over to cjevolution.com. You're going to see an iTunes link. Go over there. It'll take a few seconds, and I sure would appreciate it. A big shout out. If you want to shout out to me on Snapchat or Instagram, I'm there. I will respond to you. I'd love to hear from you. And again, head over to the website. Send me a message. I would love to hear from you. And if you have any guests that you think would be a great fit for the show, folks, send me a message. Let me know. Let me know who you think would be a good fit. Until next time, folks, take care.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.